Describe a painting. 1. What are the differences between painting and drawing? Well, I'm not an expert in art, but I think one difference between painting and drawing is the materials used. You know, painting uses paint, and drawing usually uses pencils. One is wet and one is dry. So a painting and a drawing may take the same amount of time to make, but paintings need time to dry. This is probably the most obvious difference. 2. Why do some people keep a painting for a long time? People keep paintings for a long time for a few reasons. First, older paintings can be worth more money, which some people like. It can show off their wealth or help them become richer if they sell it. However, some people might keep the painting because it was done by a family member, so it's meaningful to them. For example, some parents keep their child's paintings from primary school. They represent precious memories. 3. How does building style affect people's lives? I think different types of houses can change the way people make friends. In some neighborhoods, houses have yards, so it's easier for neighbors to connect. You can sit in your front yard and chat with a neighbor. But in apartment buildings, everyone lives in their own space, so it's harder to socialize. Besides, a building's design can impact your mental health. If a building has high ceilings, it might feel like there's more space, so residents feel more comfortable. 4. What are some of the benefits of children learning to paint? Learning to paint leads to creativity and imagination. If we teach children how to paint, they can gain these abilities and use them in other areas of their life. There are also some physical benefits. Painting takes fine motor skills. When painting, you have to use the paintbrush to create certain strokes. This is definitely a skill that most people don't have. Once you develop it, you can do many other things that require precision. 5. How do children learn to paint? Most children learn to paint at school. When they are really young, they often paint just for fun, using crayons or paints on paper without following strict rules. But when they get a bit older, such as when they start elementary school, they usually have an art class. In this class, they often have a teacher who is an artist themselves. That's where they can learn real skills. Additionally, some parents send their kids to art classes outside of school to help them further improve their painting skills. 6. Can one learn to paint by looking at other people's paintings? Most people probably can't learn like that. Painting is a difficult skill that needs lots of practice and learning. It's usually best to have a skilled teacher. While some very talented people might learn by copying others, if they want to become really good, they need a teacher to give them proper instruction. That way, they can really develop their skills. 7. How do young people share art with others? Young people have a lot of places to share their art with others. Most likely, young artists are part of a community group or class, so they can share their art with their peers. There are also lots of different online platforms and communities. People can post their work online and get comments on it. For instance, People can live stream themselves drawing manga on platforms like TikTok. Nowadays, there are tons of live streaming options that help people get their art noticed. 8. Do you think the objects we use in our daily lives should be beautifully designed? Well, I think it's more important for objects to be functional. If something looks great but falls apart in a week, it's not very useful. But beautiful stuff tends to catch people's attention. It can even put them in a better mood. For instance, when you wake up feeling tired in the morning, a fancy coffee mug can make you feel better. So, to improve our overall quality of life, it's quite important to make everyday things look nice. It just makes life more enjoyable and satisfying. 雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。